Good morning. This is Len Anderson. As of this morning, with nearly 98% of the statewide precincts reporting, Joe Miller's lead over incumbent Senator Lisa Murkowski in the Republican primary has shrunk a bit, but the challenger still has a just under 2,000-vote lead. Late last night, Miller credited his volunteers.
I'm humbled by the what we've seen so far and the results. More so, I'm humbled by the outpouring of energy and support from the volunteers that have been working on this campaign day and night to make it a success.
Murkowski's campaign manager, Steve Wachowski, said the results so far are not altogether a surprise.
We always knew this was going to be a tight race. We're optimistic still. The Bush has not been calculated. So we're really counting on Roel Askew to come through for us.
In the congressional race, incumbent Republican Don Young easily won his primary and will face Democrat Harry Crawford, who was unopposed. Governor Sean Parnell captured nearly 50% of the Republican primary vote. Bill Walker was second with around 34%. Parnell will face Democrat Ethan Berkowitz in November. Berkowitz beat off Hollis French's late campaign surge to currently lead by more than 3,700 votes. Diane Benson has 65% of the vote in the Democrats' lieutenant governor's race. Meade Treadwell collected nearly 50% for the Republican lieutenant governor's nomination. Ballot Measure 1, dubbed the anti-corruption proposition by proponents and the gag law by opponents, suffered a more than 32,000-vote drubbing. Alaska Education Association Barb Angayuk was one of the leaders against Measure 1.
On the face of it, people understand that corruption is a bad thing and we're all against corruption. But what this would do is prevent people from exercising their free speech rights. This is a ballot initiative that has been tried around the country in different states, and it has been soundly defeated.
Meanwhile, ballot measure 2, which will require doctors to notify parents or guardians if a minor under the age of 18 seeks an abortion, captured around 55% approval. Bernadette Wilson was the vote yes on 2 campaign manager.
I've talked to a lot of concerned parents. I've talked to a lot of parents that want to be there for their children, and they want to be there in good times and in the bad times. And for those kids that come from unhealthy home environments, they want to be there too. I think that, you know, Alaskan voters sent the message loud and clear that we want to be there for these children.
The award for closest primary race goes to the Republicans in House District 12 of the Valdez area. As of this morning, with unofficial results, Eric Feig leads with 666 votes, Don Haas 660, and Pete Fellman 658. The eventual winner will face Democrat Bert Cottle.